Welcome back to The Roundtable. I'm Katie Britton. Sometimes it's hard to convince our kids that broccoli and spinach are good for our bodies, or that bacon and ice cream are sometimes items. And of course, after a long day at work, coming home and preparing a nutritious meal gets a little harder as the week wears on. Missy Chase Lapine was in that position and decided to do something about it. She became known as the Sneaky Chef. She added a few more vegetables here and some of that fruit there to our everyday recipes, and voila, meals with all the vitamins and nutrients kids and adults need without the complaints. Then she took on the time constraints. Chase Lapine's newest cookbook is The Speedy Sneaky Chef.
It started out as a last resort, but it's actually just become, you know, I'm a mom of desperation. I have kids who are picky, and a lot of us do, and it's very hard to get them to understand the big picture, why you need to eat healthy, or, you know, that their cholesterol levels will go up. Kids don't care about that. They want what tastes good now, and it's very hard to rationalize or really reason with them. So sometimes you have to just work with their favorite foods and make them that much healthier, and so it's a total win-win for mom and for the kids.
And you make the point that, like most other things, kids want to be like their friends, and their eating habits are no different.
We have a lot of competition out there. I mean, the kids, you know, what happens is you send your child to school with a wonderful fresh fruit or vegetable snack, and Johnny next to them at the table pulls out the package good of cheese pops or whatever, and sure, that looks a lot better, and it's crunchy, and it's very hard to compete with the packaged goods on the market today with a fresh food, because fresh food is not always as appealing to the kids. And so they're either trading it or coming home and complaining, or, you know, it's tough competition. But I think what I do as a sneaky chef is give parents very simple ways to actually compete very effectively with the junk food.
And it's not just parents, but companies, they're beginning to add extra nutrients to their products as well.
They're wising up. They're listening to us, you know. There's some really interesting products coming out, and I'm interested in seeing where it develops. I think that, you know, that they're taking notice that we've got to make food very kid-friendly and yet healthier. That's sort of the holy grail. If it has to be acceptable, because, Katie, a food is only healthy if you can get a child to eat it.
Now, truth be told, it's a heck of a lot easier to grab something from the freezer to feed the family after a long day at work and picking up the kids from their activities. So what?
It sure is. But here's the thing. Yeah, you can grab something from the freezer, and there are some better products out there. However, what you can also do is, when you do have an extra few minutes, make ahead your own. Okay, for example, I have these. My favorite recipe in my new book is Parmesan chicken fries. They look like French fries, but they're made of chicken. They have a whole grain breading, and they're not deep fried. They're oven crisp. They're absolutely crunchy, delicious, and fun. I make 3-4 batches of those ahead, and I actually freeze them in a baggie. And then I have my own instant convenience food. They took me 15 minutes to make, and I can reach in and grab a few and throw them in the toaster oven or the microwave, and I have convenience food, you know, that I made myself.
I find that so interesting that you have a whole section on the Make Ahead instant recipes. It would never occur to me to make our own kind of boxed mix.
You know, it's really simple. I think people get a little psyched out, and there's no reason to. I'm trying to demystify this whole industry, really. I mean, it's not difficult, and I've done a lot of the hard work, so my readers don't have to. I try to make super moms and super parents out of people and make them an instant success. If you're going to take the time to make ahead your own yellow cake mix using my book, I want that cake mix to work. So I've tested everything, and I make sure that your time is not wasted. There's nothing worse, as we parents are very busy and money's tight, that you go ahead and make something out of a book, or you just take the time to make dinner and no one eats it, or they fight with you about it, and that's just a shame, and then you end up throwing it away. So what I try to do is make you an instant hero and also not waste the food.
So I'd like to talk about the purees, which are used in many of the recipes. They're really quite simple and can be frozen.
Yes, the purees have become sort of my trademark. Here's the thing about, you know, in the old days, sneaking, it's an age-old concept, right? Or perhaps our grandparents were putting cod liver oil into our milk or something weird. they were putting something in something somewhere, right? My mom was putting wheat germ in everything. But here's the thing with my purees. They're a heck of a lot simpler. It's simpler to just steam up a veggie like carrots, and in my case, carrots and sweet potatoes, make up my orange puree. Throw it in your little blender, your little food processor, the little one I like, it's easy to use, and in 30 seconds or less, you have what's called a puree. Fancy word, what does it mean? It's kind of like a baby food, but it actually took 30 seconds to make. Anyone can do it. You can make them ahead, as you said, throw them in the freezer. So there's never a time I'm going to serve anything with a marinara or a tomato sauce that's not instantly fortified with one or two of my vegetable purees, like the sweet potato carrot puree, which will make any tomato sauce a lot more, you know, less acidic and healthier and less fattening. So overall, it's nutrient boosted. It's a total winner in that case. And it's sweeter, so the kids love it anyway. But carrots just do that to everything, even their mac and cheese.
Well, that was another thing. Aside from your own recipes, you have quick fix-its for our pre-boxed items like the ranch dressing or the store-bought tomato.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned the ranch dressing. Everybody wants to dip, right? Dipping is the name of the game. And here's our favorite dip, which is ranch dressing. Loaded with sodium, loaded usually with monosodium glutamate, full of great flavor, naturally. Not naturally, but just artificially, actually. So go find a good ranch dressing, you know, one of the better ones on the market. You know, you'll find it. And then what I do is I'll take that ranch dressing, and then I will literally cut it like half and half with plain Greek yogurt. Nobody would ever be the wiser. You're putting into it protein, a fat-free, calcium-rich protein yogurt, and cutting the fat and the sodium of the ranch dressing in half.
Now, that sounds absolutely wonderful and something that is sort of masked, but it doesn't matter because of the flavor of the yogurt. But when you're adding other things like your orange puree or even your purple puree, is the trick doing it in steps so your kids won't say, this tastes funny and I'm not eating it?
You know, I don't mean to, I totally appreciate what you're saying, but I've tested everything in my book, so I'm ultra conservative, so that if you do, you know, use the Sneaky Chef recipes, almost fail safe in every case that I've tested them. Most people go the opposite, and they'll say, you know what, I was able to use twice as much puree as you recommended. I'm very, very conservative for that very reason, Katie. I don't want people's kids to say, hey, I tasted something weird in here. But, you know, usually the kids are in on our little secret, and they love it. So Sneaky Chef is long ago, 5 books ago, kids were discovering how fun it is, and they're, you don't have to really hide it on them. They love the fact that we're taking this weird thing like cauliflower and making it into, you know, their favorite spaghetti and meatballs. But nonetheless, I'm very, very conservative so they don't get outed and they don't get found out if they are really hiding it. You can't taste it. In the ranch dressing example, ranch dressing has such a strong flavor. It masks the taste of that yogurt you mixed in. You could even get into their cauliflower puree, zucchini. And all these things are fairly simple to do. I also have a lot of instant substitutes for my homemade purees in the new book.
So I'd like to look at some of the other recipes and the creamy chicken risotto cakes. They were a mix of reusing and getting in several different extras.
Yes, I love that recipe. A lot of people haven't talked about that one. It's funny. It's just, you never know what people are going to talk about. The book's only, you know, a couple of weeks old, and people are talking about all kinds of recipes. That one they haven't mentioned yet, so I'm glad you did. There's an innovative new product out there, whole grain white rice, which is pretty cool. So I'm using that by Uncle Ben's, you know, and that's one of the innovations out there that's very clever. They're not bleaching it, you know. I won't go on about it, but suffice it to say it's a white rice that looks like white and tastes like white, but it actually has the benefits of whole grain. And to make a risotto cake, see, it's really super fun. Anything you can sort of make into a pancake style, the kids love more. And I was able to get into that, my cauliflower zucchini puree or the carrot puree. You can even use baby food. And a bunch of flaxseed, actually, and some rotisserie chicken that's already cooked up. You know, I use that a lot in this book. And even wheat germ, another whole grain. And top it all off with a little reduced-fat cheese. And it really becomes quite a fun risotto cake. Not very fancy. My food's not fancy. It just tastes really good, and it's a heck of a lot healthier than the traditional counterpart of that food. normal risotto will knock your socks off with fat, and this one's really slimmed down a bunch.
It is all about the taste, though.
Well, sure. I mean, absolutely. Taste is king, and it will always be the king. I'm trying to give people the best of both worlds, so you can really have your brownies and eat them, too. Maybe they're laced with, you know, the blueberries and spinach, believe it or not. Try that anytime. Go to a birthday party, bring those brownies of mine, and, you know, people like to guess, you know, say, oh, there's a hidden vegetable, a hidden fruit in there. And people will never guess which ones are in there, but it's a lot of fun trying.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And then before we go, the Elvis breakfast ice cream. I mean, that's just a rockin' way to get started in the morning.
Any breakfast ice cream is super fun, I'll tell you, because the name alone is going to get kids out of bed in the morning. I'm eating it for dessert because I'm trying to cut back on the heavy stuff, on the real ice cream. But Elvis, he was known for peanut butter, bananas, and bacon. So this ice cream is a base of frozen bananas, which I keep peeled and frozen, chopped up in my freezer all the time. And then the peanut butter adds a really good richness that keeps you kind of full all morning long so your kids don't get hungry during math class. And the bacon's optional, of course. But it's really fun. It's like my breakfast ice cream is almost like a soft serve consistency. And if you throw it into an ice cream cone, which has 10 calories and no sugar, it's a heck of a lot better than even your best, you know, lowest sugar breakfast cereal on the market. And kids just think you're both crazy and super awesome. I mean, they love that mom's giving them an ice cream cone in the morning. You could probably put steamed broccoli in there outright and they'd eat it, you know, out of an ice cream cone. So that's another sneaky chef trick.
Again, the name of the book is The Speedy Sneaky Chef. Missy, thank you so much for joining us today.
It was fun. Thank you for having me, Katie.
Again, the name of Missy Chase Lapine's cookbook is The Speedy Sneaky Chef. It is published by Running Press. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.
Won't you walk me down to Vegas?